Exodus chapter 6 and verse 1. Moses is a broken man, utterly perplexed, downcast, defeated. He's in a dark place. But he's not only sad and low, he is actually forgetting God's promise. He's forgotten that God told him that Pharaoh would resist his challenge, his demand to let Israel go. But Pharaoh's reaction and the Hebrews' reaction to Moses on the news that Pharaoh had tightened the screw has broken Moses. So he's unbelieving and he's depressed. So what now? Chapter 6 of Exodus and verse 1. Then the Lord said to Moses, then, at that very moment, at his low point, at the nadir, when he's down in the basement, when he's broken, depressed, sees no way forward, when he's forgotten God's promise, when he's forgotten God's direction and instruction, then at that very low point, at his point of disobedience, the point when God might judge him and rebuke him, but there is no rebuke, there is no harsh dismissal of this man for his unbelief. There is no rebuke of Moses for his doubting of God. What do we have? Then the Lord said to Moses, now, at this very moment, this darkest hour, when you're in the pit, you think, now you will see what I will do to Pharaoh. God says to Moses, think about me. Look at what I am. Look at what I promise. Above all, see what I'm going to do now to Pharaoh. Because of my mighty hand, he will let them go. Because of my mighty hand, he will drive them out of his country. God promises deliverance and success. Here is this man in his weakness. Here is this man in his doubt. And what does God do? Appear to him in gracious, sovereign power, promising, urging him, encouraging him to be strong, to go through the difficulty. Now, at this very time, you will see my mighty hand. You see, it's not a battle between you, Moses, and Pharaoh. It's me that Pharaoh is challenging. And I'm going to deliver my people, the Hebrews. This is my covenant. This is the history of covenant, my covenant, and the redemption of my people. I'm going to deliver Israel out of Egypt. Because, of course, this is the next stage in the final movements right up to the coming of Christ and the new covenant and the final glory in the of God in the salvation of all the elect. It's not that God is going to permit Pharaoh to do something. He's not going to allow him to do something. He will not encourage him to do it. I will make him. You see, it's not only that Pharaoh will let the Hebrews go. Because of my mighty hand, he will actually drive them out of his country. I'm not just going to bend his fingers back. I'm going to make him compel the Israelites, the Hebrews, to leave. Pharaoh's not going to accept what I say. He's not going to consent to my will. I'm going to make him do it. This man has raised himself against me, and I have raised him up. I have raised him up, and he has raised himself against me. It's both. And I'm determined to show my power upon him. Romans chapter 9. And already in Exodus we've seen it time and again. This is a battle not between Moses and Pharaoh, but between God and Pharaoh. My brothers and sisters in Christ, how does this apply to us today? I'm not Moses, nor are you, are you? No, I haven't got to face Pharaoh today, nor have you, have you? No, but we have to face our little Pharaohs. And the Bible tells me, as I read on through it, for example, Hebrews 4:15, the Lord Jesus, my high priest, helps me in what? In my weaknesses. That's me, brother, sister. I'm a weak man. Are you weak, brother? Sister, do you feel your weakness? Are you doubting at times? Maybe even at this moment? Are you questioning the promises of God? Are you thinking the mountain is too high to climb? Are the difficulties facing you too much for you? Are you low in spirit? Have you taken your eye off of God, off of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the power of his spirit? I sometimes do. I look at the difficulties. I look at the waves like Peter did. What am I learning in this passage? God speaks to me of his power, of his presence, and his promise. And what he said to Moses is mine. I'm not Moses. But as a believer, God promises to be with me. Christ said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. His presence is with me. His promise is with me. And his power will be made known to me. You see, the Proverbs tell us, Proverbs 21 verse 1, the heart of the king is in the hand of the Lord. He turns it like a watercourse whithersoever he will. God is sovereign, you see, not Pharaoh. And brother and sister, those difficulties you're facing, in the church, in the home, in the business, in your health, in your witness for Christ, whatever it might be, whatever those difficulties are, God in his sovereignty is with you. He's bringing you through these things. He's brought you into these things even. You say, well, I've sinned. Yes. But God is with you still, brother and sister. He will never leave you. I'm not excusing your sin nor mine. You might be low. You might be disobedient at the moment. What am I going to say to you? Come back to Christ. Look to him again. Trust him again. Call upon him again. The blood of Christ washes from every sin. And the presence of Christ, the power of Christ, will overcome every obstacle. Let me just give you one example. The last chapter of Matthew 28, verses 18 to 20. What does Christ say? All power, all authority, all right is mine, is given unto me. Therefore, go, go therefore. Do not miss the therefore. Because this power is mine, go therefore. Go therefore and do what? Work for me. Evangelize the world. Meet your Pharaohs. Go out and preach the gospel. Teaching, preaching. Preaching for conversion. Baptizing converts in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you, even unto the end of the age. That's the equivalent for me. Well, you say that's the apostles, of course, but in my small way, that's true for me, brother and sister, and you. Look to God today. Then the Lord said to Moses, put your name there. Now you will see what I will do to your Pharaoh because of my mighty hand. God will do it, my friend, because of my mighty hand, mighty, almighty, my powerful hand. He will drive them out of his country. The same for you, brother. The same for you, sister. Learn from this passage. Take it home for yourself. Take it out of the Bible. Let it be written in your heart and in your mind and your will and your experience. Unbeliever, a word for you. Unbeliever, a word for you, yes. Your resistance of Christ, your refusal to bow the knee to him and trust him and repent of your sins and yield to him is the utmost folly. It is a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God. Learn what God did to Pharaoh. Resistance to God, refusal of his promise, refusal of his command, refusal of his invitation to come to Christ is the utmost sin and folly. That's the condemning sin, because they believe not on me, says Christ. This is the condemnation, that you will not bow the knee to Jesus Christ. Read John 3:18 and verse 36 as well. I warn you of it. I appeal to you. I urge you. Close in with Christ and submit to him now while there is time. For now is the day of salvation. Now is the moment of salvation. Delay no longer. Do not dither over this. It is a fearful thing to resist God. Look what happened to Pharaoh. He was utterly broken because he would not yield to God. Learn from him. Have more sense than Pharaoh. Repent of your sin now. Bow the knee to Christ now. Submit to him and trust him now. Call upon him and you shall be saved. But if you will refuse to do this and will never come to that place, then I'm afraid, my friend, I must warn you, you will perish. Psalm 2. Kiss the Son now while he is angry and in the way, because his anger can... Kiss the Son when he's in the way, because his anger can flare up in a moment. And he shall dash them in pieces like a potter's vessel. Who are they? You, my friend, if you refuse him. So kiss the Son now, while there is time. That is, trust him. Repent and believe. For Christ's sake, for your everlasting good and salvation. Amen.